Hello, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day. You know, one thing that I've noticed today in this day and age amongst the church is a lack of love. In the Bible, Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, it says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." And iniquity is inward sin. And it says that the love of many shall wax cold. We see people today, they're more cold and they're more cut off and they're not as giving. You know, if somebody's on the side of the road, we're not as apt to help them. You know, and rightfully so for fear of things. But it also has displayed our lack of love. And one area that there's a lack of love, especially with the church today, is for the church. It's a very sad thing. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." And one way that we demonstrate that we love the church is by attending the church and being there and getting under the preaching and being exhorted by the brethren and the Word of God. And a lot of people will say things like, you know, you don't need to get saved to go to church or go to church to get saved. And, you know, you can love God and not go to church, or, you know, God is everywhere and anywhere you can fellowship and worship God. You don't have to but go to church to only do that. And where these statements may be all truth and have truth in them, a lot of times these can be used as excuses to not go and attend and love the very church that Christ also loves. Which brings me to my first point, is that God loves the church. That's why we're to love the church. And if Christ is our example and we're part of the church, should we not also love the church? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." And so Christ, Paul does a very good job of relating spiritual things, in this case the relationship of Christ and the church, to physical things, that of a husband and a wife. And Paul does this a lot. He does it in Romans, where he likens our stance in salvation to a marriage so that we can relate. And number one, God loves the church. That's why we should love the church. And there's no greater reason to love the church than this. And number two, God gave himself for the church. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, it says that he loved the church and gave himself for it. You know, love is not just a sheer emotion. We think that we have a feeling of love coming over us, and therefore we must be in love. But love is more than emotion, it's an action. Love is giving, it's not taking. Lust is where you take from others to satisfy your own pleasures. Love is giving, it's sacrifice. Jesus says, "Greater love hath no man than this." He's talking about himself. "Than man lay down his life for his friends." He says, "I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." So he demonstrates his love by giving. And of course, a husband is commanded to love his wife and give himself for her. In number three, the Lord's going to present the church. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, it says that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. See, the Lord loves the church, and he wants to present it to himself in front of the world. And that's ultimately, he's going to present it to the world, that this is his church. And when I was a kid, every once in a great while, I'd get a brand new toy. You know, it was a toy that I was looking for, and I longed and loved it. And I got it. I just didn't want to play with it with myself. I wanted to show it to the world and to my friends. Why? Because I was happy with it, and I was very joyful over it, and kind of proud of it, or pleased with it, I should say. And that's how Christ is with the church. And my question to you today is, are you part of the church, and can Christ present you to this world and say, "This is a glorious church, it's holy and without spot and blemish"? That's my thought for today. As Pastor of the Day from Calvary Bible Baptist Church, this is George Birkinshaw. Thank you.